New year, new, not quite. Look, we all know that setting unrealistic goals makes you burn out faster. The secret sauce is starting small habits that add up over time. Ritual makes it easy, and their New Year's sale is worth pausing for. Forget restrictive diets. Focus on filling key nutrient gaps with a multi, or balance high-intensity workouts with a muscle recovery supplement. Ritual's got your back with science-backed support. All their products are formulated for quality and efficacy, from products with patented capsule designs to clinically studied ingredients. They're also Clean Label Project certified and rigorously tested for heavy metals. Kick off the year of the habit with 40% off your first month, plus a free gift with purchase at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hello and welcome to this year's The Weekly Freestyle Christmas special. Want something funny? We've got a naughty little elf off camera who we'll introduce in a moment. But let me go again. Hello and welcome to this year's Christmas special. We're in the festive spirit and I'm joined by the wonderful, the beautiful Luke Withers, who's, to be honest, is possibly one of our most cherished contributors. Luke, how are you? You've managed to work out how to get a virtual background on your laptop, which I didn't think was going to happen. We're recording a few days ahead of Christmas Day. Thought we were going to be here till the new year, but you've done it.
I know. I was amazed. I was really proud of myself. I can't lie. I think I'm very much in the festive spirit. So it's really good. Really happy days.
No, you look it. And also, for those of you who are listening, which is probably the large majority, Luke, you look rather dashing. I feel underdressed. So what I'm going to do, for all the listeners at home, I'm going to create some audio effects. This is my Christmas hat. I'm going to whack a Christmas hat on. Luke, how do you think I look?
I think when the hat's pointing directly upwards like it is now, I think you look very, very much brilliant at the moment, Mr. Sutton. I'm very impressed.
No, thank you for that, because I'm surprised it sits... I look like a traffic cone, but that's by the way. I'm gonna push it down to the side for today's wonderful app. And Luke, can you hear that?
I think I can. I hear something.
Can you hear reindeers?
Rudolph?
Who's that? Okay, come on screen now.
Hello, everyone. And a happy Christmas,
maybe
one and all.
Maybe come back some applause.
Though. Yeah, here. No, it is great to be back. Sorry for those of you who can't see the video. It's Tom, and I'm back on the Weekly Freestyle. Of course, I had to fly back from Australia for the Christmas special. Nowhere I'd rather be than spending it with yourself, Mr. Withers, looking very dapper and such with his Christmas hat that's standing to attention. still off to the left. So thank you very much for having me, chaps.
No, Tom, it's absolutely wonderful to have you. We've missed you. I'm sure the listeners have missed you, but as always, you've been busy. As a little treat for you coming back on the pod, Withers, you're in a different room to us. I've actually got you some treats. Mm-hmm. Don't tell your coaches, but I've got some M&S perishable goods because I was gifted them and I don't think I'm going to be able to get through them. So if you'd like any of those, you're welcome. They'll go out date on the 28th.
Perfect.
But maybe more excitingly, I've actually got a fresh J20 for you if you did one.
I'd love a J20.
So that's there for you. I'm going to crack open mine now. Luke, have you got anything to join us and get in the festive spirit?
Do electrolytes count? Because, yeah, that's my festive drink.
Good
really?
With us.
Really?
So, very nice. Getting down here, looking very smart, very dapper. For those of you who can't see the video, Mr. Withers wearing jacket and shirt and hopefully festive, you know, all the way from the waist down as well. Very dapper all the way.
Very festive.
Always about to stand up and he's got his pajamas on. Very good.
Excellent. Now we've got a really exciting bumper ep lined up for you today. Obviously, we've got the three of us on, which is great, but we've got some Christmas themes. I think, Tommy, you've actually come prepared with gifts and crackers. Now, if you want to pass those over to us so we can get right into those. Luke, I don't know if you have yours with you, but Tom has very kindly brought us gifts from his worldwide travels.
I have indeed. So with us, you should have yours already. Suts, I'm going to pass you this present all the way from Australia.
Wow.
Actually, from my travels, but please.
And also a cracker there as well. So Tom,
and a Christmas cracker there as well.
Thank you very much for that. Firstly, I'm going to unwrap the present. Luke, I don't know if you want to do that at the same time as I unwrap. Wow, Tom, that's fantastic.
No worries at all. So for those of you who can't see, I've given Sutt a European Union sweatshirt from my time at the European Games.
European? Is this the European Union?
Yeah.
I thought it was just Europe.
No, well, that's the EU flag, isn't it?
It is.
So it's the European Union.
I'm a big fan of the European Union, so I will. Shall I put it on now?
God, yeah.
Yeah, I'll put it on. Mr. Withers, over to you.
I can't wear mine, but I've been given some golf balls all the way from Australia, and are they Pro V1s as well?
Pro V1s, Withers, absolutely. I know you only play with the best, but they are from Royal Sydney Golf Course, which I played just a couple of days ago.
That's kind, Tom. We obviously I brought you some snacks, but Withers, I don't know if you want to. We all pull our crackers together at the same time, and then we can go through the Christmas jokes and riddles. So if you we pull that,
3, 2, 1.
Wow,
very good.
Wow, oh, bang. It's gone everywhere.
Oh, we've got riddles and jokes galore. So, Sutts, do you want to kick us off?
Absolutely. Let me just find my riddle on the floor. Yeah, no, this is a good riddle. So let me just read this from my cracker. Let me get my bit of paper back up and take a sip from my J2O. Very festive indeed. So for both of you, and do play along at home, what do you get when you cross a bird with a turtle?
What do you get when you cross a bird with a... Sorry, Withers, did you have the answer?
I did have the answer.
Oh. What's the answer?
Is it a turtle dove?
Turtle dove.
Yes, it is. Withers, you're far too good for me today.
Very good.
So, as a treat for you solving that riddle, I'm gonna go for a Christmas joke, which I'm also just finding from the floor. This is good, actually. You might have the same joke if you use the same crackers. How much did Santa pay for his sleigh?
No idea.
Sorry, I also have no idea. Sorry, I'm looking for
nothing. It was on the house.
Get it. Oh, on top of the houses. Very good.
It was on the house.
Nothing, it was on the house.
The sleigh's on the house.
There we go. This is the kind of content that the people want to hear.
Right, who's going next?
Can I jump in, please?
Please do.
If a lion wrote a Christmas album, what would it be called?
The Roaring Hits.
Jungle Bells. Yeah, just let that one hang there for a second. Right, moving swiftly on. Witness, you got one?
No, I don't. Hold on. Maybe I can find one. Give me one minute.
Have you got a riddle?
Yeah, no, I've got a riddle.
We'll get your riddle.
I do indeed.
It's nice you've got screen protection on, so I can't read your riddle.
Who says O-O-O?
The Vowel Man.
Not quite. Santa walking backwards. Christ, he's a dyer, aren't they? Who makes these crackers? Anyway.
They must be crackers. Withers, you've got your window left. Do you want to contribute or should we whistle on after that? Horrendous.
Why did the tomato turn red?
I don't know. Why did the tomato turn red?
Because it saw the cracker. Because it saw the cracker dressing. Yeah, they're pretty bad, these, aren't they?
Cracker dressing.
So like, what's cracker dressing?
So like a Christmas? Is it a Christmas cracker or the crackling?
The cracker.
Pork crackling.
Like Christmas cracker.
Oh, the cracker. Yeah.
So yeah, I don't really get that one.
Yeah. So like the cracker's getting dressed.
What does that mean?
So he's blushing.
Yeah, but should we just have a double? Well, I'm sure. Someone out there could explain it.
If you've got any idea, then do let us know on that. But that was wonderful.
That was a lot of fun.
I don't know where we want to start, but it's always nice to catch up. Just to tease this, we've actually got a Christmas quiz today, and I've handcrafted a Christmas poem to go over the highlight of TWF's year. So do stay tuned for that. We've got four verses of absolute brilliance.
Mayhem.
How are we all? Obviously, what Four versus Luke. Was that funny?
No.
How are we all? Tom, you're fresh off a flight from Australia. What's new? What's good? And how was the trip out there?
Trip out there was very good. A little bit sunburnt. The tip of the nose is peeling. Landed in from Sydney the early hours of this morning. Unfortunately, to Gatwick. Not quite London Heathrow. So
how did you get from Gatwick back here?
It was not a cheap Uber. So back here, but no, landing from Sydney, it was a mega trip. I did flew from Edinburgh down to Luton and then Luton over to Lublin, Poland, 30 minutes from the Ukraine border where I had the European Short Course Championships. Raced a few events. There we go. Hence the EU hoodie for such. Raced a few events I don't normally do. Had a really good time. Got stuck into some new races, which was always...
New year, new... not quite. Look, we all know that setting unrealistic goals makes you burn out faster. The secret sauce is starting small habits that add up over time. Ritual makes it easy, and their New Year's sale is worth pausing for. Forget restrictive diets. Focus on filling key nutrient gaps with a multi, or balance high-intensity workouts with a muscle recovery supplement. Ritual's got your back with science-backed support. All their products are formulated for quality and efficacy, from products with patented capsule designs to clinically studied ingredients. They're also Clean Label Project certified and rigorously tested for heavy metals. Kick off the year of the habit with 40% off your first month, plus a free gift with purchase at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Going to be a bit of a challenge, but a bit of fun as well. Then went over to, flew straight to Brisbane from Warsaw, raced in the Australia versus the World Championships, which is supposed to be a fun, broadcast friendly, exciting new swimming format, comprised of relays, skins, knockout events, mixed events, mystery medleys, all that kind of fun stuff that people are kind of using to try and bring swimming to the forefront of people's minds. And then went over to the Queensland State Championships up at Chandler Aquatic Centre and raced some more traditional events. Sorry, we've got just a quick person popping ahead in, but not
nothing wrong with that.
Oh, on the back, and it's Jackie.
Hello,
that
Jackie.
Would be my mum. Just doing the Christmas episode of the Weekly Freestyle.
Happy Christmas, Weekly Freestyle.
Thank you very much. Very nice.
Very kind.
Christmas wishes from Jackie. Raced the 200, 300, 400 IM, 200 IM, thank God, not the 400 IM, over at the Queensland State Champs. Couple days down in Sydney, relaxing, landed back in for the Christmas episode of the Weekly Freestyle.
Tom, can I just ask you about some of the races you were doing?
Please.
Out there?
Buckle up.
Because I thought it was great to see you do some different events, especially with like the 200 breaststroke. And something I was wondering, that I think a few others might be wondering, was, is this something you're now looking to add back into the program? Was it something you were just doing as a bit of fun? Is this something you dedicated your training towards? Or was it just to sort of get yourself out there racing and have a go at some different things?
Great question with us. And may I say, just before I answer that, how on point and technically spot on your analysis has been on the Weekly Freestyle when it comes to the real swimming insight over the last few weeks, to the point where I've had plenty of swimmers come up to me and say how much they value your opinion and your insight. So a massive thank you from myself and the whole swimming community.
Personal thanks,
exactly. Though jumping into the answering your question, yeah, so I did do a different event schedule than I normally do. 200 breaststroke highlight. Actually, for those who maybe really know my swimming career quite well, that was a junior event strength of mine, European junior race there. Went okay, got a PB, 205, short course in the 200 breaststroke, which I was quite happy with. Raced Mr. Nowacki, the British swimmer, second fastest man in the world last season, which was a lot of fun. And also Casper Corbeau, the world record holder, the only man under 2 minutes. So, no, to be honest with you, Luke, why did I do those events? I need a bit of a different challenge. My new coach, Ben, wanted to do more of a medley focus for this first cycle just while I was getting fit. He wanted to save some of my freestyle events on the world stage and the big stage until I was a little fitter and in better nick. And we'll be bringing those back into the program come next month as we build towards the Commonwealth Games trials in April of 2026. But no, I think that the medleys always have a place in my schedule. I think 400 IM short course will stay there as a staple. I'm not too keen on doing it long course. Like, I always like challenging my breaststroke events and stuff. It all helps, but the freestyles will be back in the core program come 2026.
Phew, I was worried there we'd lost the freestyles for life and we'd have to shut down the podcast.
Yeah, that would not. The weekly 200 breaststroke doesn't really roll off the tongue.
It's not got that ring.
Not quite.
It's not got that ring to it. No, it's interesting you, yeah, what you were saying there. Obviously, we really enjoyed watching, I guess, more European stuff from a distance. Obviously, slightly harder to watch the stuff you've been doing more recently in Australia. Having lots of great technical chats led by Luke, as you've said. But one thing we did have a little look at was actually your DQ.
Yeah.
I love a bit of DQ chat. DQ chat on the pod. It was kind of you to send in the video, and Luke also gave you some advice looking to go forward. Can you just explain what happened with the DQ? Was it a DQ, and what are you going to do next time to make sure you're not having a DQ again?
Sound like a naughty child. I will not do it again. Look, the disqualification came on my 200 medley. It was my backstroke to breaststroke turn. I'll put my hands up. It was a poorly executed turn. It was a misjudged turn. It was caught up in the heat of the moment where it wasn't done correctly. Look, I've been trying to make some changes on that turn, if I'm being completely honest, and it's kind of maybe one step back, two steps forward. And I think that race just caught me at the one step back phase. So, yeah, that's not an exemplar way of doing it. I misjudged my kick count, my stroke count going into the wall, and I just slightly over-rotated. So, unfortunately, it wasn't great. I know what I did wrong. It won't happen again. Luke, please feel free to pass on any advice. I've been working on it. It was fine in the 200 medley at the long course race. It was fine at the 400 medley later on in the week. And I'm trying to work on it, make some changes, but unfortunately it didn't quite work out on that 200 medley.
Yeah, I think the thing is with those crossover turns is the amount of people that do those illegally in races just get away with it is ridiculous. So you could have done that turn exactly the same at another meet and not been DQ'd, even though obviously you know it was.
Yep.
But you could have so easily done that at, say, trials, and no one would have noticed.
Yeah, I mean, just going to jump in on that. For those who don't know the backstroke to breaststroke turn, what happened was on the backstroke to breaststroke turn, you come in on your last stroke on your back, and you're allowed to start rotating onto your front, but you can't rotate over halfway. I did rotate slightly over halfway as I was heading into the wall. This doesn't give me some massive increase in speed or advantage over the competitors. It's not a disqualification in the terms of making yourself go quicker, like a false start, for example. It was a technically incorrect turn, but it wasn't done in the pursuit of gains in time. It just was a poorly balanced turn slightly onto my front.
No, that's really helpful, and thank you for that. And we enjoyed the footage, but hopefully we'll be getting some more footage where you're not going over 45 degrees. Having done it as a master have I said that right?
45 degrees.
90 degrees, my apologies. Having attempted that as a master, it's a tough turn. I'm kind of more your in and out job. It's easier that way. And also just thinking about masters and coming up to the festive period, was there any advice that you would give to masters like myself who want to try and get that balance of keeping a little bit of training, but also making sure that you are fully refreshed and ready to go for 2026? Because I guess whatever level you are, there's plenty of events up ahead. I've got a race in January. How am I going to get that balance right? Tom, I'll come to you first. How am I going to get the balance right?
Is this a swimming life balance?
Yeah.
It's a great question. You're doing 4 sessions a week, 3 sessions a week at the moment?
Yeah, maybe 3. That'd be good.
You know,
good
and at the end of the day, it comes down, well, the onus lies on the coach, you know, and we're in the presence of one of the greats, really, who knows how to keep the sessions fun and exciting. Rude from this elf over here, all right? With your hat sticking straight up. the full mask, that Santa hat. No, I think what happens is you've got to keep the sessions fun, exciting, different, working on different stimuli. If that's technical stuff, turns, relays, you know, you can never miss out on the hard work. But I think having a good group around you that's willing to push themselves, a coach that keeps it fresh and exciting with new stimuli, that's the most important thing. And having goals like your competition in January is vital.
And yeah, with us, just to come in there, what have we got to look forward to in the swimming calendar in 2026? I know we often highlight key events, but if anyone's thinking, what have I got to look forward to? What are the key events and dates in the diary that people should maybe look out for?
Wow. Well, it's quite a big year, 2026, because you've got, at the end of the season, you've got Europeans and Commonwealths. So that'll be a really nice way to end the season, two major events. You've then also got like your junior meets where you've got junior Europeans. You've also got, is there an under 23s meet this year, Tom, or not? I can't remember.
When was the last one? 2020.
Oh no, there's one last season.
Every 2 years. I actually don't know. That's quite poor.
We'll find out for 26. Don't worry about that.
But there's plenty of events at the end. You then obviously got your trials in April. You've got, if you're a club level swimmer, you've got your counties meets in January. Some go over into February. You got long course bucks coming up in February as well for the uni students.
Pan packs,
yeah, which probably also mean as Pan Ams as well.
Yeah.
So
with such as January meet.
Yeah, you got Masters Regionals at
400 free long course.
You're doing a 4-3 long.
Yeah.
Oh. Good on you, son. Good on you.
And a 50-free just to balance it out.
That will mean, to be fair, Suts, in the last 12 months, two people on this episode of the podcast right now will have done the 400-free long course.
There we go.
Wow.
Who are the real swimmers at this point?
We'll leave that to the listeners
to decide
on. So lots of exciting stuff ahead. We look forward to it. But before we get into 2026, let's get into some Christmas goodies. Mr. Withers, I believe you have a quiz for us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Right then, you join us again, Mr. Withers. You've got a Christmas quiz for us. Just before I kick off, there's someone outside the front window, which is fine. Just going to throw it out there. Has anyone got a Christmas unpopular opinion or a real Christmas favourite they want to chuck into the mix?
I'll kick us off here with a Christmas unpopular opinion.
Can I do the song from Radio 1?
Come and give us your unpopular opinion. Something up to now that you've been scared to say.
Nice.
That's how it goes. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Unpopular opinion. Christmas lunch should not be had on Christmas Day.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Are you still jet lagged?
You heard that right, ladies and gentlemen of the United Kingdom and abroad. Christmas lunch should not be had on Christmas Day. It should be had on Boxing Day. Now, I'll lay out my reasons. Number one, it spreads the Christmas with us. Any mention of changing Christmas dinner plans, he's not a happy chappy. No, Christmas joy gets to be spread out over an additional day. You can have something even more to look forward to instead of the usual Boxing Day of just cleaning up and milling about and not really having much planned. That's number one. Number two, it means your actual Christmas day is spent purely enjoying the joy of the day. Presents, time with family, casual, relaxed, not like constantly cleaning and cooking and washing up and all that kind of pain in the ass stuff that you've got to do. And finally, it means that Christmas Day can be kept for all that stuff, whereas Boxing Day, family can travel to come and join you for dinner. Withers, please put forward your reasons why that's not a completely logical, sensible argument.
Before I do that, Suts, can you just check what's in Tom's J20 there, to make sure that he's not put something in there?
It looks quite strong. It looks strong.
Well, you can do all that on Boxing Day as well as...
You have two Christmas dinners, one on Christmas Day and Boxing Day.
No, you have your Christmas Day. You have your Christmas dinner on Christmas, because, Christmas dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have your Boxing Day roast afterwards. So you do your turkey and your gammon or something on Christmas Day. Then you have, a nice joint of beef on the...
Oh, yeah. Why not just have a roast on the 27th as well? And the 28th while you're at it. Why not have it on the 14th of March as well?
Bloody hell. I'm not going to say no, but...
Christmas dinner.
No. I think you can double
up. Okay, so your unpopular opinion is you should have Christmas dinner every day.
I actually do have a friend whose family have a roast every single day between Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve.
Are we mixing different circles then?
Yeah, no, I couldn't do that. I think I would die. But no, why would you move Christmas dinner? I don't understand. That's the most rogue, unpopular opinion. I guess it's an unpopular opinion for a reason.
But there you go. That's mine. If anyone else has one they'd like to bring to the table.
Please send that with us. What are you looking at for unpopular opinions or a favourite?
My unpopular opinion is that you shouldn't open all your presents in one go on Christmas Day. I think you should open some. You should do like your stocking presents in the morning. Then you should have your salmon and cream cheese bagel with your Bucks Fizz. You should then open some more. Then you should have
unwrapping your salmon and cream bagel.
They unwrap, then salmon cream, bagel. Then you open some more. Then your Christmas dinner. Then you open the last few whilst everyone's sitting down in the living room together. And that's what brings the family together.
Very good. I actually quite like that with us. Can I just jump in with another unpopular opinion? And I want to get your guys' take on this. You should not be out on a night out in a nightclub on Christmas Eve. I'm sorry. When people are out past midnight, I'm sorry, that's just ridiculous. Number one, you run the risk of bumping into Santa when you come home because he could be at your house. Number two,
he is on the house.
Hungover on Christmas Day. I'm not being hungover on Christmas Day. I'm up crack of with the stocking, unpacking it. And number three, it's the least holy, wholesome, family-friendly thing you can be doing in a bloody nightclub listening to David Guetta on Christmas Eve. I'm sorry. It's carols, maybe a quick pint at the pub, early bed after reading Night Before Christmas. That's it.
That's that. I like that. I think one thing to go against that would be, do you not just want to try it once?
Look, I love a night out just as much as the next man. But there's a time and place for it. And Christmas Eve.
So you've never stayed out beyond midnight on Christmas Eve?
God, no. No.
And you
I
never
am
will.
Tucked up and I never will.
I know many of your... I've been out with members of my family past Christmas.
No, I know. And it's blasphemous.
It's wrong.
I'm sorry. That's not what, you know, the big man upstairs, Santa, would want.
It's wrong.
And unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to pause the episode there. We're just receiving some breaking news. Quite sad piece of information that are just popping up on my phone at the moment. But one of the nation's favorite artists at this time of year, Chris Rea, has unfortunately passed away today. Nothing new has emerged apart from the headlines at the moment. Alex Sutton's had to take a moment out of the room because of how affected by the news he has been. Driving Home for Christmas with us, one of our favorite songs, isn't it?
Yeah, it must be quite weird as an artist when you can do your whole life's work and then you make one song. Because it's a Christmas song, you are literally always going to be known in every household or the rest of time down there. So, yeah, that's very sad news.
It is sad. I didn't know much of the rest of his work. Actually, I'm guilty of just being a fan of his one song. But, you know, I was playing it on the plane this morning, landing in from Sydney. It's one of my favourites, Driving Home for Christmas. I used to play it every time I drove from Bath on our last session on Christmas Eve down the M4. I had it blaring out the speakers of my Peugeot 307 back in the glory days. But yeah, hopefully it'll, you know, be as popular this year as ever. And I think the Weekly Freestyle wants to remember Chris Rea for his great contribution to Christmas music.
Withers, I think you've got a quiz for us. It's probably best we move on to that rather swiftly. No Christmas songs, I hope.
Yeah, so the quiz, it's going to be one of those ones where you buzz in or put your hand up or whatever it is, and then you get to answer the question. If you get it wrong, the question then goes to the next person. And if they then get it wrong, it becomes a free-for-all of shouting out the correct answer. There's only 7 questions, but they are all with the theme of 2025. Okay?
All right.
14 questions.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right, on with the quiz.
Are we doing our buzzers?
Yeah, you just shout your name.
Okay.
Okay, right then, chat. Question number one. Who won Sports Personality of the Year 2025?
Who said that first?
Probably you.
Yeah, McElroy.
Correct. So Tom with 1 point. Question number two. Who was the first guest on the Weekly Freestyle for 2025?
Tom.
Yep.
Freya Anderson.
Not right.
Is it just one person?
It's just one person.
Holly Harris.
Correct.
Freya came on with Katie, so.
Yeah, she did. You're right.
Okay.
Question number three. Can you name all Team GB medal winners from Worlds at 2025? Tom.
Ben Proud.
Correct.
I assume you want heat and final swimmers for this.
Yes, please.
Yeah, because if it wasn't final swimmers, then...
Enough of that. Me, Evan Jones, Jack McMillan, Matt Richard, Duncan Scott, James Guy.
Correct.
That's just 1 point there, yeah? Just 1 point, yeah?
That's just 1 point, yes. Okay. Don't worry, Saz. And question number four. Where was the Champions League final hosted? This is for football.
EU.
I reckon I could get this if I really thought about it.
I'll give you a clue. The match was between PSG and Inter Milan.
I think I've got a thing, but I don't know whether that's this year. So I've called it. I'm gonna have to say it's Budapest.
Incorrect. Tom, it's over to you.
Was it in? I'm gonna go with Munich.
You are correct, Tom. That is phenomenal work. 3-1. So that's got a bit of an uphill.
I'm actually buzzing about that. The football one.
Budapest is this year, isn't it, with us?
I think so, yeah.
He said 2025.
Yeah, I know.
So
yeah, so nice try.
We got tickets.
To Munich?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you booked a flight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question number five. Luke and Tom went to the Aquatics GB Awards at the prestigious Celtic Manor.
EU.
No.
You can't just say that and then get to hear the rest of the question and get to give your answer first.
Well, I've got to give it now.
Well, yeah, but I could say as soon as you start, I could say Tom.
No, but it's a really easy question. I've got to give the answer now because I've gambled.
I know you have to give the answer.
Yeah, James Guy.
No. But what year did Europe win the Ryder Cup there?
Great question.
2010.
Correct. And I'll give you a bonus, but like an unofficial, because I'm not giving you any more points.
Can I play this? Because I need a point desperately.
But I'll tell you what, yeah, so this is your chance to give yourself a...
How's that work? Because I got one right, you get an extra chance.
Can you name who got the winning putt in 2010?
Graham McDowell.
It was Graham McDowell.
Wait, what's the scores on the doors?
4-1 plus whatever Sutts gets for that.
Well, that's done then,
4-2.
Isn't it?
It's 4-2.
You can't win.
It's 4-2.
We'll make it 4-2. Why not? As he's floundering. So this one's a little bit more niche, but it is swimming related. So we'll see how you boys go. Who swam a time at Winter Nationals that would have crowned them European short
course
week before? Oh, who got that first? I think it was Tom.
Slim.
No.
No,
the other one.
Second.
Wait, say the full question again.
Who would have swam a time... Sorry, who swam a time at Winter Nationals
that
would have
given
them European short course?
Oh, I know who it is.
I'm just trying to remember his name.
He doesn't know it.
I do.
He doesn't know it.
He swims 400 free, doesn't he?
He does swim 400 free.
And his first name begins with T, doesn't it?
It does.
I'm just trying to remember his second name, which begins with M.
Yeah.
I'll give you a clue. It's a double-barreled second name.
It's Tyler.
It is Tyler.
I think that will do. Surely that will do.
It's Tyler, then a place in Australia.
Melbourne. That will do. Smith. Melbourne Smith.
Yeah,
Melbourne,
I'll give Smith. You that. I'll give you that. As soon as I said Slim, I was like, I knew he wouldn't have beaten John Shaw because John Shaw was 147, wasn't he?
Who achieved the highest number of World Aquatics points for a race from Britain in 2025?
Tom. EU.
Tom.
Lauren Cox, 50 back.
No, I was going to say that. Nope. I was going to say that. Okay, I wasn't going to say that.
You're joking.
As far as I'm aware, no. I'll have to double check that, but as far as I'm aware, no.
Oh, I know who it is. Is it female?
Nope.
So it's a male. Who can you give me a clue with this? Because this will tie it up and then we can have a head-to-head.
Who would it be?
Ugh. Benny P.
No, he's in the top, not top the three,
answer.
But no.
Not the answer, so it would have been...
Would it have been... Oh, no, it wouldn't have been.
I will just double check that Lauren.
Not Slim's two back, is it?
No.
Oh, Ollie Morgan.
By the way, I'm looking at long course only, not short course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Ollie Morgan.
Which event?
Doesn't matter. 100 back.
It is 100 back.
Oh. Yes. Come on, then. Little tie break thing.
Is it actually?
Yeah, tie break.
I thought it was. I swear it'll be Lauren Cox's 50 back.
I want a
VAR on this. I want to check on this, to be honest.
No, Lauren Cox is 2 points behind Ollie Morgan.
Wow. How many points did Ollie Morgan get?
970.
Jesus, what did he go? 2-2? 2-8.
I think it was 52-0-2. or 52-1.
That's bloody quick, you know. And you didn't get a medal?
Didn't even medal. Wow. Imagine that. You got the highest number of points and you don't even get a medal.
And that's why it's so impressive that I knew the answer. Okay, Withers, do we have a tiebreaker that you can quickly wrap up? I don't know, maybe number of medals at World Champs given out in total, if there's an answer to that.
I'm not sure he's done that.
No, but the whole medals.
Oh, well, every event.
Yeah.
Why don't we do who can get closest to guessing how many World Aquatics points Sutt's got in his 100 freestyle at Masters Counties?
Ooh. Okay, do we get to know the time?
Can you give us a context?
World Aquatics points, 1,000 points is the world record.
Okay.
So, for instance, Tom, your highest is something like 962 on a 200 IM, something like that.
I think it's my 4.3 short.
So your 4.3 short? This is why I've been telling you you're a 400 freestyler all along.
Okay. What is it?
We've got to guess who and see.
Okay, well, to give you some context, my highest number of points is something like 520.
Okay, that will do.
All right. Which event? 100 or 50?
100.
Do we get to know the time?
64 seconds, wasn't it, with us?
64, yes. Let me just find you. Hold on.
Okay, so what's your guess then?
Should we both write them down?
Okay.
Yeah, if you write them down whilst I find a table.
Yeah. All right.
I've got an answer in my head.
Yeah. So do I.
We'll set it at the same time then. You ready?
Yeah.
I've still not found it, by the way. Right. Okay. I've got the number of points.
So this takes the win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ready? With us, you count us in.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
460.
410. What did you say, Sats?
360.
Well, so I'm pleased to let you know, 329 points.
So well, from in the depth, in the ashes,
arisen.
I'm here.
Phoenix, is your Fina points? Have you got an event higher Fina points than I have an event Fina points?
No,
as in like I think that's higher than one of my events on Fina points.
Probably like your 50 backstroke or something.
Unlucky lad. Anyways, with us, that was a wonderful quiz. I think it's probably about time we wrap things up for the listeners and for our wonderful producer and marketing team. Just to send you off with a Christmas spirit, I've actually got a weekly freestyle poem that you can all enjoy your Christmas lunch to. So this is being titled. Do you want to come in before?
Sorry, just quickly. I have an event at 302 Fina points. So I have an event lower than Sutt's has an event on Fina points.
50 back short?
Nope. 200 back short.
There we go.
What's it like? 252?
237, 302 Fina points.
There we go. And just before I read the listeners out, do you guys want to say anything and to thank the listeners for their ears and time this year? And I'll start with you.
Yeah, obviously the last few weeks not been a regular attendee of the weekly freestyle, what with the schedule getting pretty crazy. But as always, it holds a very, very special place in my heart and always will. And it's a massive thank you to all the listeners, the supporters, and the weekly freestyle family. I can't thank you all enough for another incredible year. And I can't wait to seeing what 2026 has in store.
Yeah, no, I echo Tom's thoughts there. It's been lovely to be a regular contributor to the show. I've really enjoyed it. And thank you all for listening and putting up with us.
Yeah, yeah.
Right then, enough of that. A freestyle Christmas 2025 in rhyme. Sit back, enjoy, and listen. Open a mulled wine and sit by the fire. Here we go. From New Year goals and pools anew to Paris tales and training true. Weekly talks through winter's chill. Swim world spun with heart and skill. Valentine laughs and bucks review. Drowning safety, strokes in view. Monaco madness, Rome's bright sun. Masters meets and races run. World champs whispers, halfway cries, loving sprints and rising highs. European previews, awards inside, early season stories wide. Transfers, drama, banter bold, expert takes and tales retold. Thank you to Luke. Each weekly drop, a swim-filled cheer, rounding out this festive year. Merry Christmas from the weekly freestyle. May next year bring more lanes and tales.
Yeah.
Santa emoji. Santa emoji.
Very good.
It's time to leave it there. But thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful Christmas and see you in the new year.
Happy Christmas.